Unit 5, pages 179 to 180. Reading 1. The Civil Rights Movement. In the early 1960s, African Americans still didn't have equal rights. In many parts of the United States, they could not be with whites in schools, buses, restaurants, and even cinemas. In the southern states of America, they weren't allowed to vote in elections. A popular African American leader named Martin Luther King Jr. wanted his people to have equal rights. He encouraged peaceful demonstrations against the unfair treatment of African American citizens. In 1963, in Washington, D.C., he spoke at one of the largest civil rights demonstrations in the history of the United States. There, he made his famous I Have a Dream speech, where he asked the American government to give equal rights to African Americans all over the United States. A few months later, President John F. Kennedy made a speech in which he promised to support Martin Luther King. A year after John F. Kennedy's death, in 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed. It is a law that makes women and African Americans equal to white American males. This was a historic day for civil rights and an example for governments all over the world.